Out on the circuit now for the second round of heats, Senior National Heavy. Senior National Heavy brought to you by MIA Powder Coating out of Griffith. Great to have MIA Powder Coating continuing their support of the Grenfell Kart Club. So Robert Dixon in the 62 will start on the pole. Harrison Inwood in the 43 out of position number 2. Nicholas Riley in position number 3. Out of position number 4 is the 76 of Nigel Frisby. Ricky Noyan in the 18. Bradley Newman's in the 10. Ashley Woolner in the 2. Benjamin Churchland's in the 22. Grant Inwood in the 25. Jeremy Lavelle in the 69. Wayne Ogilvie in the 55. As we start racing here, and a good start rounding out the outside for Harrison Inwood. Takes the lead ahead of Robert Dixon. Out into the braking zone. Oh, a bit of contact there going into turn number 2. And three carts affected by that. So it's Inwood who'll lead the way onto the back straight for the first time. Not sure if that was Dixon involved in that shenanigans down there in turn 2 or not. But leader has got a handy little buffer there. As Inwood in the A1 towing. Arrow, Bathurst driver, leads the way from the 9 cart of Nicholas Riley. Then it's back to the 62 of Robert Dixon. Frisbee is next with Newman, Inwood, then Lavelle, Ogilvie, Cozzy, Burns, Mark Dunbar, Churchland, Noyan, Dixon. That's Troy Dixon. So Woolner and Campbell both at the back of the field. Heat 1 was a pretty tough affair with the... Well, at the start of it, there was plenty of bang and crash as usual in the Senior National Heavy battles. But it was Jeremy Lavelle that took the victory from Grant Inwood and Harrison Inwood, with Benjamin Churchill and Riley all up in the top 5. So Lavelle is in 7th place currently as he tries to work his way back through the order. So Harrison Inwood, Nicholas Riley, Robert Dixon, 1, 2 and 3. It's a man in third, Robert Dixon, who is under all the pressure from Frisbee, Newman, Grant Inwood and Jeremy Lavelle. Because the front two of Inwood and Riley have skipped away. Now Newman has worked through the traffic best and Bradley Newman is up on Dixon. But it's 3 wide now as Lavelle up the inside. Dixon spins. And Lavelle is through to third. So Dixon, who was trying to hold on 3 wide down into turn number 2, has lost a lot of ground as he rejoins now. And that puts Lavelle up to third. Newman should be in fourth. He was part of that shenanigans there. Inwood, Harrison Inwood continues to lead from Nicholas Riley. Then it's back to Lavelle with Newman. 19 cart is the next one through, so that is Dustin Burns, who's made up a lot of ground. Frisby, Cozzy, Grant Inwood, Mick Dunbar, Churchland, all moving forward at the expense of Robert Dixon. Harrison Inwood is your leader. He's got a 2-second advantage over Nicholas Riley. The 43 cart leading the way. Best battle on the track is still the battle for third. As Newman now looks to the inside, trying to outbreak Lavelle, and Newman will take the spot into turn number 2. So we're over half race distance now. Race leader is still Harrison Inwood, Riley, Lavelle, Newman, Burns in the 19 cart. With Gary Cozzy, Nigel Frisby, they're having a good battle of their own, heading through the hairpin now. Grant Inwood also trying to work his way forward. Churchland, Dunbar in the 56. So Churchland has made that pass with Ricky Noyan on the back of that battle, which is all the way down for 8th, 9th and 10th place. So we've got a very slow cart on the circuit. And pulling off the circuit, in fact. So trying to pick up who that is. We've got two carts now off the circuit. Ogilvy. And perhaps it's Dixon as Inwood leads the way. Inwood, Newman now, and then Lavelle. So it's Inwood, Newman, Lavelle. Harrison, Inwood. Still leading. But Bradley Newman and Jeremy Lavelle just still battling for second. Dustin Burns, Gary Cozzi, Grant Inwood, Frisby, Churchland, Noyan, and Dunbar rounds out the top 10. Great racing here. Inwood, Newman, and Lavelle all on their final lap. Then the gap back to Burns and Cozzi. Cozzi's closing in on Burns in the 19 cart. So Gary Cozzi in the 89. He pulled out a line there, but a bit too far back to lunge going into turn number two. Inwood is your leader. Newman, Lavelle, they close in together here, so it could be a battle through the infield for second place. Harrison Inwood is leading the way, and he'll take the checkered flag. Newman will hold on for second. Lavelle there in third. Fourth place, Gary Cozzi has made the pass, and he will come home in fourth. Fifth place is the 25 of Grant Inwood. Dustin Burns shuffled back down to six. Nigel Frisby, the next car through, with Benjamin Churchland behind him. Then it's Ricky Noyan. Further back then to Mark Dunbar, who completes the 10. Robert Dixon, early race leader, faded to 11th. After that spin, didn't help him at all. Ashley Woolner. Then it's Troy Dixon. David Campbell, the final card out there on the circuit, as Nicholas Riley, who was running up in second, pulled off the circuit, heading down the back straight. And Wayne Ogilvy also, another DNF. So some great racing there as we kicked off the second round of heats. Harrison Inwood taking the victory in this senior national heat number one, brought to you by MIA Powder Coating. Just a reminder that tickets are on sale now. Tickets on sale now for tonight's roast dinner here at the track. Of course, the fantastic way to spend Saturday evening here at the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Roast lamb, pork, chicken, large assortment of veggies, and of course nibblies as well with the cob loaves, dips, cheese and cabanossi. And dessert, apple pie, cheesecake and pavlova. So the roast dinner here at the track tonight, $25 for adults, $12 for children under 12, and you need to buy your tickets by 3 p.m. this afternoon. So get down to the canteen, get some lunch, and get your tickets for tonight's dinner. Tickets, purchase your tickets by 3 p.m. for the roast here at the track tonight. Getting set now, we're a lap away from a start here in National Super Heavy. Super Heavies are brought to you by Caltex Grenfell. Of course, make sure you see Steve and Trudy before you head home. We've got a car in the car park there, blocking someone in. So if you own a Toyota Hilux, Ute XZS 426, please could you move that vehicle? You're blocking someone in. That's New South Wales Regio XZS 42-6. So the National Super Heavies underway here. Reece Harradine on the pole has got the lead. He's holding off the battling Brent Dixon on the outside. Oh, Brent Dixon round the outside will take the lead in turn number two. Max Laybutt starting to fall back through the field. Curtis Dixon working forward as well. Oh, Harradine coming back at Brent Dixon now as they're side by side down the back straight. Into the hairpin, and Dixon will need to be careful here because he could lose another spot as well. No falls into line as they come through the double left-handers on the infield. Oh, Brent and Kurt Dixon side by side as they come off the final turn. Side by side onto the front straight, and no love lofts between the two Dixon brothers from Orange. As they sort themselves out in a big charge there from Horsburgh. And Horsburgh is going to get through both of them in the space of two corners. No! Horsburgh trying to go up the inside of Curtis Dixon has spun himself out. So for the second time, John Horsburgh has found himself to the back of the field in super heavy racing. That gives Harradine some breathing room now as Curtis Dixon, Brent Dixon, second and third, then a gap back to Ian Sadler, another of the Orange Car Club entrants in this race. Further back then to Abbott from Lithgow, Miller from Wagga, and then it's Max Laybutt. Following him is Horsburgh after that spin, and Gilby round out the running order. So an interesting start to this Super Heavies heat number two. Tough battle at the second spot. Harradine looks like he's in good position now. Curtis Dixon, then Brent Dixon, Sadler. There's less than 2.5 seconds between first and fourth at the moment, but they all seem to be evenly spaced around the track. Race leader is Reece Harradine in the nine. As Curtis Dixon, Brent Dixon and Sadler. Now a battle firming up behind Max Laybutt. And Miller and Laybutt, I think, get together. So the 45 of Max Laybutt and the 4 of Robert Miller have had contact there. And Robert Miller is off the circuit and he's pulling his cart out of harm's way. So, Harradine continues to lead as Curtis Dixon in second, Brent Dixon still in third, Ian Sadler in fourth. Looks like Harradine is being caught. Now, John Horsburgh, fastest driver on the circuit, he set a 36.813 second lap. So, Curtis Dixon, with a good lap that time, he's the second fastest man out there. No, he's not. He's just being bumped on that last lap because Ian Sadler is now fastest. Ian Sadler in the 44, the red driving suit and white helmet heading down the back straight. There's a 36.571. And Sadler now wanting to improve his position. It's the team Harradine Racing, number 9, from Lithgow. Leading the way, Curtis Dixon from Orange in the Studio 15 CRG has got the Dixon Kart Sport. Brent Dixon, number 42, behind him. Then it's the Battery and Bits, number 44 of Ian Sadler. Further back then to John Horsburgh, who's trying to work his way back up through the field after a spin. Graham Abbott, Max Laybutt and Thomas Gilby, the runners, left out on the circuit. So the blue flags will be out now for Thomas Gilby, who has got the leader in Reece Harradine closing in on him as we have 3 laps remaining. So Harradine leading the way. Sadler going on the inside, making the pass into turn number 2 on Brent Dixon. And Ian Sadler up to third place. Back then to Curtis Dixon. Curtis Dixon up the inside. Oh, no, that was the back marker, of course, of Thomas Gilby, who goes a lap down. White flag at the ready. Two laps left remaining. I've gone early there. Two laps left remaining for Reece Harradine. As now, Sadler looks to the inside of Curtis Dixon. He makes the pass going into turn two. And Harradine gets a little bit of breathing room now. But Sadler is on form. A 36.5, his best lap. Harradine's a 36.7, the leader's best lap. So with just over one lap remaining, Harradine leads the way from Ian Sadler. In heat number one, it was Harradine from Sadler. The gap there was 0.3 of a second. Sadler starts his final lap and he is 0.7 of a second behind. But he is the faster car by a tenth of a second. So what can he do with half a lap remaining? It's Harradine, Sadler, Curtis Dixon, Brent Dixon, Horsburgh worked his way back up to fifth position. Then it's back to Abbott, Laybutt and Gilby. Miller, unfortunately, involved in contact with Laybutt on lap three. Checker flag at the ready. And Harradine takes the win. The gap at the finish line between himself and Ian Sadler almost identical to heat one. It's 0.377 of a second. Then it's Brent Dixon, Curtis Dixon, John Horsburgh. Further back then to Abbott, Laybutt and Gilby. So the C-National Super Heavies brought to you by Caltex Grenfell and Reece Harradine with two wins from the first two heats. Cadet Nines heat number two brought to you by our good friends at MD Steel Fabrication. Don't forget, tickets now on sale for tonight's roast dinner here at the track. Lamb, pork, chicken, a large assortment of veggies. There'll be nibblies, apple pie, cheesecake and pavlova for desserts. You need to purchase your ticket by 3 p.m. It's $25 for adults, $12 for children under 12. So as we're in good formation to get a start here in the Cadet 9, Sebastian Ruiz in the 26 will be on the pole. Joseph Waddell's in the 16, Ryan Pring in the 33. Hansford Taylor's in the 5, Ross in the 57, Boulding in the 15, Cozzy in the 9, now it's Joel Strode in the 31, Blake Strode in the 56, Tom Drain in the 59P, the 73P is Riley Gray, and the 77P is Ryan Holbrook. Looking for a start, the front two have got themselves a big gap here. And Ruiz gets himself the jump. Well, no, I think Waddell might have got the jump, in fact. So Waddell leads Ruiz. Pring in the 33. Looks like he's starting to back up already. So the Grenfell driver in Joseph Waddell in cart 16, leading the way here in the Cadet 9s, brought to you by the MD Steel Fabrication. Across the start-finish line, we got it is Ruiz leading the way, sorry. So it's the Ruiz Construction Tony cart of Sebastian Ruiz from Joseph Waddell. Darcy Boulding in the 15 runs in second. Joel Strode's come up through the field very well and sits in fourth. William Cozzy in the 9 cart. Tom Drain in the 59P, already up to 6th position. Ross in the 57, Dax the 7th. And then it's Hansford Taylor, Pring, Gray, Blake Strode and Holbrough. So Sebastian Ruiz looking to make the most of this front row start. As the 26 cart flicks off lap number 2. He is the fastest cart on the circuit for the moment. No, it's Joel Strode, the 31, running in fourth, that's got the fastest lap of the race now. A 37.2515. So Joel Strode, who came off the back end of the starting grid, is showing some great speed there. And through the hairpin, up already to fourth position. Well, through the double left-handers, Strode trying to get another spot. Cozzy going with Strode there at the back of this battle for second place. That's four cart longs now. Waddell, Boulding, Strode and Cozzy. As bogging down, Waddell, that's given Strode the opportunity to check up on Darcy Boulding. So Strode up into third when Boulding thought he was going for second. So Ruiz, a 1.8 second advantage, fastest last lap, a 37.058. Still it's Waddell, now with Joel Strode and Cozzy. So Darcy Boulding in the 15 cart's been dropped off that challenge for second place. Now it's Strode up the inside of Waddell, and Strode in the 31 is up into second position. So Joel Strode ahead of Joseph Waddell. The 31 in second place, the 16 in third. Cozzy trying to get through the traffic as well, as now Boulding is starting to catch back up. And here comes the B-plater in Tom Drain. Tom Drain into the 36-second mark. So the 59P, the MD Steel Fabrications card from Grenfell, about to become a factor in the top five battle. So the leader over half race distance, Sebastian Ruiz in the 26 cart, heading through the infield. Race leader is Ruiz. Strode now in second, Cozzy in third. Waddell has been shuffled back behind Darcy Boulding to fifth place, and Drain is right on the back of him. So Tom Drain, the P-plater, with some great driving here. He dominated the Cadet P's and is now working his way through the field in the Cadet 9's heat number 2. So as Sebastian Ruiz with a 2.1 second lead, strolled. Fastest on the circuit now, 36.331. As we have a yellow flag, and that's the 15 of Darcy Boulding. So Darcy Boulding having a spin there onto the start-finish straight. So as the blue flag's at the ready. This could be a factor in the result of this race. Good move by Ruiz up the inside of the six card of Hansford Taylor. Now Strode will catch the Hansford Taylor card in the braking zone going into turn two. He's through clear as well, as Ruiz grabs another two of the back markers going through three and four. So Strode get a little bit balked here as they're racing side by side. And it has been a good run for Sebastian Ruiz through the traffic. It looks like Ruiz's cart slowing. So Ruiz's cart slowing on the circuit. He pulls it off the circuit, and that hands the lead over to William Cozzy, who managed to pip Joel Strode going through the traffic there. So the infield has had a heavy, heavy toll on that penultimate lap. So the 9 of William Cozzy is now your race leader. Cozzy ahead of Joel Strode. Joseph Waddell still in the 16 cart with Drain and Darcy Boulding rounding out the top 5. Checkered flag at the ready. And William Cozzy will come home and take the win. Joel Strode back there in second. Oh, good work by Joseph Waddell to hold on to third, ahead of Tom Drain, Darcy Boulding, Reuben Rose and Blake Strode, the final carts on the leader's lap. So the ND Steel Fabrication, Cadet 9's, heat number 2, William Cozzy taking the victory. So as the carts head out onto the circuit for Clubman Light, heat number 2, A reminder, 3 p.m. is the cut-off time for tickets to tonight's roast dinner. Lamb, pork, chicken, large assortment of veggies. There's apple pie, cheesecake, pavlova, nibblies to start the night off. It's $25 for adults, $12 for under-12s. One of the great social events, a part of this Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. So Stuart Wieglin will start from the pole. In the 70 cart, James O'Mealy will start out of position number 2. Of course, Club and Light, brought to you by King's Home Handyman Service. We've got the Clubman Heavies out there as well, which is the Dundee Contracting Clubman Heavies. So, 22 to greet the starter in total. Off the pole, Wieglund owned O'Malley. Riley in the 97, Woolner in the 14 is the second row. The third row is Whitty in the 90 and Tailby in the 68. Schroeder, Shade in the 10, Ryan Galvin in the 4, Richard King in the 17, Jackson Delamont in the 48, Rick Selwood in the 27, Riley in the 9, Ray in the 78, Braden Boots in the 99, Andrew Smith in the 21, Sebastian Jones in the 22, Jasper Arnold, 15, Terry Selwood in the 46, the 25, Nathan Carr is out of position 20, Peter O'Mealy in the 79, and the 11 is Jack Dare. So, Plum and Lights brought to you by King Handyman Service and Dundee Contracting is Clubman Heavy. Away and racing. Oh, three wide into turn number one. They've all got through cleanly though. As the lights battle, Wieglund off the pole, O'Malley, but Riley is turn number two. Plenty of contact there, but still no one off the circuit. A race leader heads into the hairpin, and now we've got someone off. Heavy contact there. And he's going to try and come back. So it sounds like that. It's Stuart Wieglund caught on the kitty litter. So he thought he was going to be able to drive out of that. Got caught on the kitty litter and has had to withdraw his cart from the circuit. So it's O'Mealy who leads the way from Riley. Whitty back there in third. Then it's Woolner. First of the heavies is Ryan Galvin with Shea, King, Delamont, Selwood and Tallaby rounding out the top 10. O'Malley, it is side by side with the Riley cart and Riley in the braking zone gets the lead. So Riley leading the way here in heat number 2 and making the pass on lap number 3. Nicholas Riley in the 97. Jared Whitty in the 90 cart. That's the race's warehouse entry. So, leader is from Dubbo. The Riley spec engines, number 97. Whitty makes the move now on O'Malley. And O'Malley is shuffled back to third. Ryan Galvin runs in fourth place. He's the leader of the heavies battle. He's running by himself at the moment. In heat one, it was a very mixed up affair. You had Jared Whitty taking the win from Nicholas Riley and O'Malley. Ryan Galvin was the first of the heavies. Jack Dare, who started tail end of the field. And we've lost a nose cone there. So, a nose cone off one of the carts there. He'll get the mechanical black flag. So, as Riley continues to lead from Whitty and O'Malley. Oh, card in the dirt there. That's Jackson Delamont. Well, he's been doing a lot of speedway racing over the summer. And he's here midwinter getting into the dirt and sideways. That's going to cost him dearly, though, in this karting configuration. So, still trying to pick up who's lost a nose cone or back bumper. It's the 21 card, all right. 21 card will be getting the black and meatball flag, the black with the orange circle. That is Andrew Smith. We've got another card off the circuit as Brendan Shea in the 10 has pulled his card off going towards the final turn. So, as the leader, we've got leaders heading into some traffic now, and it's the 22 going a lap down. So, Riley getting through the traffic. Riley.
Check your high lap scoring side. So check your screen because this is died.
Yeah, good. So Nicholas Riley still your race leader as the 21 obeys the mechanical black flag and pulls off the circuit. Whitty still second. Then it's O'Malley. Galvin still the best of the heavies. Of course, Dundee Contracting, great sponsors of the Clubman Heavies, King's Handyman, the lights. As white flag is about to go out. So as Nicholas Riley leads the way here, what can Jared Whitty do? The leaders in heavy traffic as the checkered flag is ready and it will be a reverse of heat number one. It's Riley, Whitty and then O'Malley. Galvin will pick up his second heat win in class. Behind him, Delamont up into second. Selwood, Woolner. Then it's back to King. Dare, who finished second, finished in eighth place overall last this time, which will put him about fifth in class. Then you got Carr, Boots, Selwood, Ray, Arnold, all on the leader's lap, along with George Thompson. A lap down to the leaders was O'Mealy, Tailby, Boots, Jones, and unfortunately Andrew Smith, Brendan Shea, and Stuart Wiegland all fail to finish. Restricted light and heavy out on the circuit now. Brought to you by Stevens Bulk Haulage and Platinum Painting Service. Lap away from a start. Jason Bailey in the 7 cart will start on the pole. Ashley Woolner out of position at number 2. Then it's Gary Hodges, Brad Houlihan, Curtis Dixon, Philip Middleton, Brad Miller, Timothy Mayle, Jason Howe, Monique Kenny as the first of the P-platers. And we're away and racing. Good jump by Woolner, who gets the lead into turn one. Carts in the dirt, but everyone's still pointing in the right direction as, oh, sideways out of turn two. It looked like Houlihan. But it's Woolner who leads the way now in the 65 cart from Griffith in the MIA powder coating entry. Bailey shuffling back down through the field now. The pole sitter just not matching the pace of the front runners there. 44 of Houlihan up into second. Then it's Middleton. And we've got a couple of carts off the circuit down there in turn number four. So Woolner, Houlihan, Middleton, your top three. Then it's Bailey, Curtis Dixon, Brad Miller, Male, McKinnon, Hodges, Howe, Roysland. That's Mitchell Roysland. Then it's Kenny, Jono Roysland. And Matthew Drain is the 59P who's off the circuit. So as the leader, Ashley Woolner heads onto the back straight. Houlihan and Middleton. Middleton's fastest card on the circuit at the moment, a 33-4. And he is looking now. Ooh, tried to make a move going into the first of the left-handers on Houlihan. And he wasn't able to get it done. So Middleton down the front straight. Just loses a little bit of ground as a spinner. Seven card of Jason Bailey, your pole sitter. Has looped it round off the start. He rejoins the circuit now. But has lost a bunch of ground. And the 57P now looping around, getting a wheel on the dirt. That is Monique Kenny. So she gathers it back up and will drop down to 12th position on the racetrack. As the leaders come through, Woolner still leading Houlihan and Middleton. Dixon is up next. As it looks like Miller and Mail are having a good battle there. They're battling it out in the 14 and the 33P for 5th position. So further back in the field, Middleton makes the pass going to into the infield now. So, as Woolner leads, new second place man is Philip Middleton, and Houlihan runs in third. The 16 of Mitchell Roysland getting a black and white diagonal. So that's a trip to the stewards at the end of this race meeting. As the leaders, still Woolner over Middleton, second place. Houlihan dropping back in third now. They've got one back marker to contend with, which I think will be the cart of Jason Howell. This is Middleton. Well, Middleton making a pass there, and I think Middleton's just got past Woolner for the lead. Woolner might be in trouble here. As he also has Houlihan going past. So three is the new race leader. And it is the nine cart that's about to go a lap down. So as the leader comes across the line, Middleton, Houlihan, now Will Woolner. Woolner, so our leader is Middleton, Middleton getting away now from the 44 of Houlihan, and Woolner seems to be back up to speed, so I'm not sure what affected him going down the back straight two laps ago. But it certainly has cost him a victory. Middleton now a 32.945, his fastest lap of the race in that Workplace Training Centre Esprit. From Lithgow, Middleton. Three of Middleton leading the way from the 44 of Houlihan, who goes past the nine cart of Jono Roysland. Then it's back to Ashley Woolner. So the 57 of Matthew Drain. The 57 of Monique Kenny. About to go a lap down as the checker flag's at the ready. So Kenny might stay in front of the leader here. And she does. So the checkered flag for Philip Middleton. Houlihan second. Woolner third. Curtis Dixon, a quiet race by comparison, fourth place. Then it's Timothy Mayle in the 33 that finishes in fifth. Hodges comes across the line ahead of Brad Miller. Andrew McKinnon, Jason Bailey and Monique Kenny are the final carts, all on the leader's lap. So the restricted heavies brought to you by Platinum Plating Services and the restricted lights by Stevens Bulk Haulage. We thank them for their support. Don't forget, tickets on sale now down at the canteen for tonight's roast. It's roast lamb, pork and chicken. Large assortment of veggies, and there's nibbles with the cob loaf, dips, cheese and cabanossi. Apple pie, cheesecake and pavlova will finish the night. $25 for adults, $12 for children under 12. You need to get your tickets by 3 p.m. this afternoon. Out on the circuit now, Junior Performance and Junior National Lights. Junior Performance brought to you by Gordon Garland and Moffat. And Junior National Light from Bartley Barkers. Rowan Fripp in the 75 will be on the pole. Blake Sinedro in the 55. And there's Grace Gilbert in the 20. Taylor Harness in the 4. Then it's Jason Severino. Jessica Morris, Sean Shibuteri, Darcy Inwood, Theodore Levains, Tommy Harradine, Toby Webb, Preston Bruce, Zachary Hurd, Connor Lavelle, Morris Arnold, Aaron Turney, Thomas Sargent in the 47. Then it's Jake Bullman in the 77. Benito Montalbano in the 69. So watch out for those carts coming through the field. Lachlan Manif, Chloe Cozzi in the 71. Charles McLansborough in the 7. Curtis Reeds in the 33. Madison Jess in the 11. Then the two P-platers. 27P is Gabriel Breschner. And Josh McGyver is in the P3. So they're going to give them one more lap before a start. One cart just trying to get back through the field to take his position at the front of the field. So Fripp and Blake Sinedro on the front row, the 55. Sinedro trying to get through the field here to take his position. So Grace Gilbert in the 20, Taylor Harness in the 4. Taylor Harness, of course, winning the class. And in fact, winning outright in heat number 1. We're away and racing. And it's Fripp who gets the jump from Sinedro. Then it's back to Harness. Harness up into second place as we've got carts around in turn number 2. A number of carts off, 5 carts off in fact, in turn 2. So they think it was Grace Gilbert who was involved in that, the Dubbo driver in the A9X cart. That has given Rowan Fripp the opportunity to kick away at the front of the field. Taylor Harness in good position in second. Sinedro, then it's Severino, Morris, Darcy Inwood, Levains, Turney, Montalbano and Sargent make up the top 10. Hurd, Manif, Webb, Reed, Cozzi, McLansborough, Bull, Arnold, Jess, Gilbert, Lavelle. Then it's back to Bruce, Breschner. And then it's Shibuteri, Harradine and MacGyver. So, oh, another spinner there. So, another card off the circuit. It's possibly Breschner. So Rowan Fripp leading the way from Taylor Harness. So Fripp running in the junior performance class. Harness in second place running in junior national heavies as the P-plater. Just at the back of the field, the 21P going a lap down. In fact, that's the 27P, and Montabano and Sargent getting the opportunity to jump through here as the so the leader Fripp being caught by Harness now. So as we said, that's a different class battle. In fact, no, Fripp, Harness, Cerevino. Cerevino to the inside of Harness. And Cerevino takes the spot going into turn number two. Cerevino, Harness, Montalbano now with behind him in the 69 cart, the 47 of Thomas Sargent. Levaines is the next one through with Inwood. Blake Sinadro dropping back to eighth position now. As the leader, Rowan Fripp, sets a cracking pace. Fripp running in open performance, different class of cart and engine there, which is why he's pulling away at the front of the field. Cerevino in the 88, now ahead of Harness. And off the back of the circuit, another spinner down there going on the short chute to the infield. So Rowan Fripp is a 32.628, his best lap on lap number five, the Alfredo Graphics and Designs Esprit from Canberra. Cerevino's from Griffith in the deadly cart, the TaylorMade Trailers, number 88. Running in second, the four is Taylor Harness, the Monaco Mad Harry Steele cart from Grenfell. Montalbano from Wollongong, running in fourth place. Right on the back of Harness now, looks to the inside of Harness going into turn two. They're side by side, and Montalbano makes the pass. That puts Sargent right on the back bumper of Harness now as they head down the back straight. And Sargent to the inside of Harness will take the spot. So 75 of Rowan Fripp leading the way. As they're working way through the traffic, he's out to a 12-second lead. Cerevino, Montalbano, Thomas, Harness make up the top five. And Montalbano now going up the inside into the S's on Cerevino. So Cerevino shuffled back a spot as Sargent will get him going down into the breaking of turn five. Through the infield, and the white flag is out. Montalbano has led Sargent through the traffic. Now with under a lap to go, can Sargent make a move on Montalbano? He's got a two-cart length advantage as they head towards three and four and onto the back straight. The 75 of Rowan Fripp is your race leader, and he heads to the checkered flag. Rowan Fripp takes the victory. Montalbano holding off Sargent as they come to the line. Montalbano, Sargent. Then it's back to Cerevino. Harness in fifth. Then it's Levaines, Inwood, Hurd, Turney. Sinadro is the other of the open performance carts, finishing in 10th spot. Then Curtis Reed, Jessica Morris, Lachlan Maneef, Toby Webb, Charles McLansborough. Chloe Cozzi has had a problem. McLansborough, Bruce, Lavelle, Gilbert, Chloe Cozzi, still yet to come through, so she's off the circuit somewhere. I didn't see where she came off. It's Morris Arnold in the 21, Jake Bullman in the 77. The final finishes in this race. Chloe Cozzi off in turn two, it turns out, on that last lap. Looking for a start here as we get set for Tag 125 Light and Heavy, brought to you by Lahane Constructions and Thrifty Link Hardware. Josh Hemphill in the 17 is on the pole. Lachlan Schneider in the 18 out of position number 2. The 13 of Mark Townsend should be out of 3, with Brian Woolner in the 14 out of 4. Matthew Morris in the 12. Then it's Wiegland in the 70. Fripp in the 75. Whitty in the 90. And the 59 of Jack Koning. So Hemphill in the 17 from Canberra. Schneider in the 18 from Grenzville. As they get set for a start now. Looking good, going racing. And it's Hemphill on the inside that gets the jump. Snyder getting boxed on the outside. It's going to allow the third place man up the inside and to take the spot. So Townsend looking racy here early on in heat number two. Hemphill is your leader. Townsend in second. Schneider drops back to third. Then it's back to Woolner. Morris there. Wiegland, Fripp, Whitty in the 90. And Koenig is the next car through. So as the leader comes across the line, in fact, it's a good start. And Brian Woolner has got past Hemphill. Woolner, Snyder, Whitty, Hemphill, Wiegland, Fripp, Townsend, Koenig, Morris. And Morris dropping right to the back of the field. So it's the MIA powder coating cart number 14 of Brian Woolner who leads the way. Lachlan Schneider in the Cosmic cart from Grenfell, number 18, running in second with the 90 of Jared Whitty right on his back bumper. That's the energy cart, sponsored by the Racers Warehouse. Up the inside of Schneider now, and we'll take the spot. So Schneider shuffled back to third as Whitty from Griffith makes it a Griffiths 1-2 at the front of the field. Schneider under more pressure now from Hemphill, who was on the pole there but lost a couple of places on that lap one. So Schneider and Hemphill nose to tail. Hemphill looks to the inside. Can't quite get the pass done. And Schneider will hold him off for the moment as they come onto the back straight. Schneider looks like he's got the better of the runs. Whitty in second, holding off both Schneider and Hemphill and trying to close down the gap to himself and Woolner at the front of the field. Oh, Schneider making a mistake there. And Schneider's off going through the final turn. And that will drop him back down. I think Jacob Fripp also might have got past him. Once he rejoined the track, he'd lost a lot of speed down that front straight. So as the leaders head round the infield once again, Brian Woolner is your race leader. Woolner in the 14. Then it goes back to Whitty. Behind Whitty is Hemphill. Schneider, Fripp, so Fripp wasn't able to get by. Behind Fripp is Wiegland, Koenig, Townsend and Morris. So, four laps remaining. Woolner has 0.7 of a second. gap between himself and Jared Whitty. Now, the fastest man on the circuit is Josh Hemphill, a 31.286, his fastest lap. Snyder back there in fourth, Wiegland in fifth. Stuart Wiegland in that intersense, karting PCR, CRG, getting past Jacob Fripp. But Fripp coming back at him, and Fripp will take the spot back. So with three laps left to go, Woolner is being caught. The gap down to 0.4 of a second between himself and Jared Whitty. Josh Hemphill still back there in third, not making any ground on Whitty in second. But Woolner looks like he's just doing what he needs to. The Griffith driver in the MIA powder coating number 14 leads on to the final turn as Woolner leads Whitty. Hemphill, the first three, kicking well away from Snyder now. Fripp under pressure from Wiegland again as they go through the S's and on to the back straight. It looks like Wiegland's trying to make a move there, but Fripp is able to hold him off for the moment. So that's the best battle on the racetrack, the battle for fifth and sixth. Wiegland again looking to try and set something up down the front straight, but Fripp has him covered. They're on the last lap as Brian Woolner heads into the hairpin for the final time. And Woolner with a big enough gap now, 0.6 of a second at the start of that last lap. Whitty in second, and then third place to Josh Hemphill, the pole sitter, who certainly gave up that lead early on in the race and then never was able to recover. Schneider, Fripp, Wiegland, Koenig, Townsend, and Morris. The tag heavy brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware. Don't forget, you can get your tickets for dinner tonight here at the track. Tickets must be purchased by 3 p.m. $25 for adults and $12 for kids under 12. Out on the circuit now, we have the Cadet Peas. So the Cadet Peas for their second heat. Of course, we saw the Grenfell driver dominate his first heat. As we get set for a start here, Cadet Peas. It'll be Von Thine off the pole in the 86. The 47 is Ryan Glasson. Now, Tom Drain, the local here from Grenfell, watch out for him in the 59. Then it's Max Asai from Canberra. I think he's actually registered with the Sapphire Coast. Heffron, Cotter, Whale, Breschner, Holbrow, Jess and Gray. As we go racing here, and already Drain working his way up through the field. Von Thine shuffled back as Drain gets the lead. And he was able to lap up to about fourth position in heat number one. We'll see if he can get through here as quickly. Well, he's in the lead already. And Tom Drain is leading. So Tom Drain in that Forbes powder coating, number 59, out in front from the 86 of Von Thine. Glasson, then it's Heffron, Asai, Holbrow, Whale, Breschner, Cotter, Jess and Gray. So Drain now looking to establish as big a lead as he possibly can. And the interest in this race will be to see how far that he can get through the field. Von Thein, Glasson, back there in second and third. Then it's Heffron, Asai, Belcher, Halbrow, Weil. It was Breschner getting up ahead of both Halbrow and Weil, with Cotter, Gray and Jess rounding out the field. So your leader, Drain, heading up onto the back of Isabella Jess in the 12. Oh, off the circuit that time. So through the double left-handers of the infield, Tom Drain's put... Oh, no, it wasn't Tom Drain that put the card off the circuit. It was the 47 of Reese Glasson. So Glasson losing a lot of ground now, as we have a spinner in the infield as well. So yellow flags are out there. Breschner picks up a place. Asai, Holborough, Weil. So that looks like it could be Toby Heffron. In the 12th, no, it's Isabella Jess. So the 66 cart of Heffron going a lap down to the leader. Von Thein is showing some good speed here, the Wagga driver. He's into the 35s. We've got a spinner down there. I think that's the 66 again of Heffron. So we'll see if Heffron can get back on the circuit. Yes, he can. So we'll see. There was a spinner down in turn two. I just can't quite pick up who that was. I thought it was Toby Heffron in the 66. But I'm getting reports. No, it can't be the leader, because here comes the leader now. So the leader is through. And he's put 10th place runner Isabella Jess lap down now. So 2nd place is Von Thein. Then it is Glasson, Breschner. Well, might be Breschner that was the spinner there. No, that's the 17 cart. So the 66 of Heffron is between Breschner and Max Asai. Max Asai, who's got the 77 of Holborough right behind him. Holborough looking to go to the inside of Asai. So Asai, oh, just tried to take his line, but Holborough was already in and has taken the spot. So Drain now, working his way up through the field. And I think you'll find he's already lapped up to 5th place as he puts Asai a lap down. The blue flag's out for Cruz Breschner, so he's already up to 4th place. As Breschner in the 77 cart. 3 laps left to run. Has worked his way into turn 2 and he's now lapped up to 3rd place. So the 3 carts on the leader's lap is Von Thein in 2nd in the 86. Reese Glasson in the 47. And Tom Drain, your race leader, who has a 10-second lead. He's running in the 37.085, his fastest lap. At the moment, Von Thein's a 39.7 and Glasson is a 40.5 second lap. Such is the dominance of Tom Drain here in the Forbes Powder Coating, cart number 59. So, as Drain continues to lead here with less than 2 laps to run. He's on his 9th lap now. White flag will be at the ready. He comes through the infield now. And Tom Drain heads to the white flag. He's got some clean track ahead of him for this final lap, which he'll be mighty pleased about because he's had some work to do through the traffic. Now the battle for 2nd, Charlie Von Thein and Reese Glasson. Von Thein, in the 86 cart, has got himself a significant buffer as well, as he goes to make the pass on the 4 of Max Asai to put him a lap down. And then the gap back to Glasson. So Glasson, 26 seconds behind the leader. And the leader is doing 37 second laps. So the leader, Tom Drain, takes the victory in a solid performance there. Von Thein and Glasson, second and third. Then it's Breschner, Holbro, Asahi in the four cart will be the next one through before it's Cotter, Gray, Whale, Jess and Heffron. So the Cadet Peas brought to you this weekend by David Knight Transport. Great to have David Knight Transport back here again as part of the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. As we get set for Tag Heavy, brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link. Warren Hall in the 33's on the pole. The three is Darren Miller, and Miller gets the whole shot off the outside of the front row. Otter is up in the back of someone, and oh, heavy contact there. As I think that's for the 10 cart of Brennan Shea. So Shea's having a tough day today in heat two. He's out of both of his heats, or both of his carts. So Warren Hall in second position in that 33. Darren Miller is your race leader. He's opened up a handy buffer here with the 12 card of Sutherland. Now, Sutherland was the quickest in heat number one. Heat number one, Sutherland now up into second as he gets past Warren Hall. So it's Woggers, Darren Miller from Canberra's Chris Sutherland. Then it's Warren Hall in the 33. Bruce Otter runs him fourth in the stable karting entry. Brendan Shea, so it wasn't Brendan Shea involved in that incident. That was Robert Cribben and Andrew Hemphill that were both involved in the incidents there off the start. Oh, the 33, so that's one of the Dixons. The 43, sorry, I should say. It's Brent Dixon. So bad luck for Brent Dixon now withdrawing from this heat too. A frustrating race weekend for him so far. Darren Miller, though, is your race leader. Now, Bruce Otter has got past Sutherland and is putting the pressure on your race leader in Miller. And Otter goes to the inside of Miller now. Up the inside, he makes the pass. Trying to follow him through is Sutherland. And two carts together, locked up together, coming off turn one. And then they lock together going down the back straight. They've gone through the inside of the... they've gone through the infield now and they're going to rejoin in the short shoot between turn two and the S's, so the 3-4 complex there, as Bruce Otter is now your race leader. Sutherland's in second and Miller's in third, but Miller is under pressure because, in fact, he's more than under pressure. He's now been passed and shuffled back to fourth by Nick Commons. So it's Otter, Sutherland, Commons, Miller, the running order. Then it's back to Argus, Shea, Ether, Thurston's, Bullman, and Curtis Dixon makes up the 10. So as the leader comes across the line at half race distance now, Bruce Otter from Sutherland. Plenty of action here in this heat number two for the Reed Thrifty Link Hardware Tag 125 Heavies. So Otter, who was involved in that turn one incident where he got squirrely and caused a chain reaction, which has seen a couple of carts off the circuit. He leads. Sutherland still got good pace. In fact, Sutherland is the fastest man on the circuit with a 31.885. So Sutherland setting his fastest lap of the race on that previous lap. And he is looking to try and get back past the 72. But Otter is responding now. And across the line, Otter with a 31.898. So just a tad slower than Sutherland's best lap, but last lap Sutherland was in the 32s. So Aidan Cummings now makes the pass on Thurston. So Cummings and Thurston have had a battle over the last couple of laps, which has seen them going back and forth. The leader, 8 laps completed now. Sutherland, Commons. Argus has had a remarkably quiet race. He's up into 4th. Miller's faded from leading early to 5th. Shea, and then it's Bullman. Commons further back then to Thurston. And now it's Curtis Dixon up into 10th position. The white flag is out. So Otter on his final lap now gets past the back marker. Of probably Anthony Barry, who goes a lap down here on the last lap. But Bruce Otter will take the victory. After a DNF in Heat 1, he takes the win in Heat number 2. Sutherland, then it's Nick Cummings. Argus, Darren Miller, Shea. Bullman in the 31, holding off Aidan Commons. Then it's Curtis Dixon, Tane Ether and Thurston with Greg Williams. Behind him, Stephen Brechner, Warren Hall and Anthony Barry. Brent Dixon, Robert Cribbins and Andrew Hemphill all retiring from that event. Junior National Heavy out on the circuit now as we get set for Heat number 2, brought to you by Trevelli Constructions. The grid will look like this. Taylor Harness in the 48 off the pole. Jeremy Hodges in the 24. Benito Montalbano in the 69. Blake Sinedro. Then it's Anthony Labib. Jaden Boulding, Jack Lemon, Noel Jensen, Nicholas Prontario, and then Hannah Tailby. I just need to see if that 65 card is out there in the Wilson Towing Dubbo entry. So, Harness off the pole here in the 48. So we've got a lap to go here. As Taylor Harness was the victor in Heat 1 with the fastest lap of the race. And a 0.196 of a second winning margin over Jaden Boulding. Now Benito Montalbano was disqualified from Heat number 1. So he'll be wanting to make as much ground as possible here in Heat 2, coming out of position number 3. So Taylor Harness and Jeremy Hodges. Now Hodges out of the outside of the front row needs to keep pace with Harness, because Hodges has been dropping back each time past. And oh, we've got another slow card on the circuit now. That's the 99 of Joel Jensen. So Jensen just pushing his cart off the circuit. So Joel Jensen also might still be able to get a start here as Jensen gets his cart into the Ingrid. We're racing. And Harness and Montalbano get the jump off the start. It's Hodges dropping into third position as they come down into turn number 1. Side by side, last of the late, breaking moves. And there's contact there. So, oh, very, very aggressive move. That's the 38 of Blake Sinodro. So he was just going for a barnstorming move down the inside, and it's worked out to his detriment. He started out of position number 5, and I think he will be well down the order when they come through to complete lap 1. So the Mad Harry Steel Cart of Taylor Harness leads the way. Benito Montalbano from Wollongong in the PCR entry has got Jaden Balding, the Grenfell driver, in the WAS Automotive Cart number 16 running in third. Then it's Jack Limon. Jeremy Hodges, the outside of the front row, is in fifth. Then it's back to Pontriero. And then it's Sinedro, Labib, Talby, and Jensen. Unfortunately, not out on the circuit. As Harness, Montalbano, Balding, Lemon, Hodges, then it's Sinedro trying to get back up the order, but Labib is putting the pressure on in the 34 cart. So the 34 and the 38 really having a good battle down for 6th and 7th position. As Pontiero in 8th position, the final cart out on the circuit due to Tailby and Jensen both not being able to make a start. So Taylor Harness gap out now to almost a second at the front of the field. Fastest lap of the race on that previous lap, a 35.426 for Taylor Harness. Montalbano 35.446, so two hundredths of a second slower than Harness, but the gap still sitting around that 1 second mark. In fact, it's blown out now to a 1.3 second mark, because Harness has just put in a 35.076 second lap with Montalbano a 35.4, so a 0.4 of a second has given Harness some breathing room here in this second heat of Junior National Heavy. It's great to have Junior National Heavy brought to you by Trevelli Constructions. Don't forget, tickets on sale for the roast this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. There's pork, lamb, chicken, large assortment of veggies, nibbles, of course, the cob loaf, the dips, cheese and cabanossi, and then for dessert, apple pie, cheesecake and pavlova. $25 for adults, $12 for under-12s, and make sure you get your tickets from the canteen by 3 p.m. today. So over half race distance, the 48 of Taylor Harness continues to lead from Benito Montalbano. Balding in third, Lemon, then Hodges, Sinedro, Labib, and Pontianero. All still out there running, as Harness has extended her lead to 1.9 seconds. So Taylor Harness, 1.9 seconds ahead of Montalbano, who of course disqualified out of heat number 1 after finishing in third place. He's got a handy buffer of 1.8 seconds ahead of Jaden Balding, who finished second in Heat 1. So, third at the moment. Then it's Lemon, Labib, Sinedro, Hodges, and Pontiero. Rounds out the running in the 74P. So, best luck of lap of the race for Jack Lemon last lap, and also Anthony Labib. So Lemon in the 44. The 34 is Labib. And as the lap's counting down here, the leader will be on the white flag lap next time by, as Taylor Harness heads through the hairpin and into the infield. White flag is out. And Taylor Harness, a 35.1, her best lap a 35.03. So still putting some good times in, out to a 2.7 second lead. So she's in a great rhythm and will be headed to the checkered flag as she goes down the back straight now. Still the battle rages on between the 34 of Anthony Labib and the 38 of Blake Sinedro. Sinedro in the 38, just a little bit too far behind as the back marker of Pontiero gets lapped right at the checkered flag. Harness takes the win. Montalbano home in second and Boulding in third. Then it's back to Lemon, who had a solid result with Labib and Sinedro battling it out to the checkered flag, but Labib makes the fifth place. Sinedro is in sixth, and then the final card on the leader's lap is Jeremy Hodges in the 24. Now for our final heat of the second round of racing, open performance. And it's Robert Gilby on the pole in cart 5, Bruce Otter in cart 2. Joel Townsend's in the 13, the 75, Harrison Knight, the 89 of Christopher Thomas, and Matthew Nipperis in the 16. So Otter gets the jump off the start. Gilby in that twin Yamaha is going to get eaten up here. Nipperis up to third already as he gets past the Harrison Knight cart. So Nipperis now setting his sights on the leader. He's got the Gilby cart in front of him, but he'll make short work of that at the end of the back straight. Up the inside, and Nipperis already into second. Nipperis in that CRG Kart Connect sponsored entry. Otter leading the way. As Nipperis in second, the gap there, less than half a second, as Gilby now passed by Knight going into turn two, but Knight runs wide and Gilby will take the spot back. Good driving by Robert Gilby in the Azuro Kart. Otter still holding off Matthew Nipperis as Nipperis working his way through the infield. Now it was Harrison Knight that was able to hold off Nipperis in heat one. Otter using that front row start, but now Nipperis up the inside of Otter and makes the pass. Otter tried to cross over on the run out of turn two, but Nipperis with that shifter cart there having quite an advantage, and he jumps away now and leaves Bruce Otter a few cart lengths behind by the end of the back straight. So Nipperis just needs to find his rhythm with the shifting to be able to get himself into a position where he can really show the full potential of that number 16, CRG. Gilby off the circuit now. So Robert Gilby lost an engine at some stage there and has now been limping it around. And also, I think we'll see Christopher Thomas pull in. Yep, he's off the circuit as well. So that's bad luck for Gilby and for Thomas, the Grenfell and Wagga drivers. So Matthew Nipperis leading the way out to a 1.2 second lead over Bruce Otter. The two stable karting sponsored entries in second and third, Otter and Harrison Knight. And then it's Joel Townsend from Grenfell in the Townsend Plumbing entry that sits in fourth place. So at half race distance, Nipperis is your race leader. Otter back there in second. Otter and Knight both running DD2 carts with Rotax power plants and Tony Kart chassis. Although it says Otter is in a Arrow chassis. I've got a feeling that's a Tony Kart he's got under him there. With Joel Townsend back there in the Arrow Kart number 13, who's closing in on this battle for second now. Make it a three-way tussle. Harrison Knight, fastest kart on the circuit, a 30.565. Who's up into second as he makes the pass on Bruce Otter. So Matthew Nipperis leading the way at 30.697. Then it's Harrison Knight up to second now. Fastest man on the circuit, as I mentioned. Bruce Otter shuffled back to third. And Townsend will be looking to try and put him back to fourth here in the three laps remaining. So open performance, heat number two. And that will conclude the... That will conclude the second round of heats. Matthew Nipperis still leading, but Harrison Knight is closing him down now. That gap, which was out to about 1.3 seconds, is down to 0.8. We have 1.5 laps remaining. And Matthew Nipperis could be under some pressure here. Let's see if he responds in the CIG Kart Connect entry. Knight putting the pressure on, and here comes Townsend making the move up the double left-handers to the infield. And Tom Townsend up into third. Otter shuffled back to fourth. So Nipperis is your race leader. As Nipperis heads down the back straight. Knight through the hairpin now. Checkered flag at the ready. And Nipperis takes the win in heat number two. Knight home in second. Townsend in third. And Otter back there in fourth place. Some good driving there by Open Performance. That concludes the second round of heats. We'll have the Senior Nationals out to start the third round in just a few moments.